Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I got to ask you something, Charlie Usen. We're waiting for Tim Dillard. So while we wait for Tim Dillard.
Tim is in the studio as well.
He's here?
He's here.
Here at the building? Oh, no. There he is.
In the virtual studio.
You said he was at in the studio. Building. I'm looking outside the parking lot.
Virtual
like,
studio.
Tim came to surprise me. This is awesome on his day off. Hey, I can hang out with Sparky.
I forgot I have to specify with
yes.
old men. Yeah.
I'm old. You need to specify, dang it. Tim Dillard joins us, fan guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. Tim, I have a question for you and Charlie. I want to know how both of you would have handled the situation I was involved in last night. Last night, I went to Kohl's, and it doesn't really matter where I went to because it doesn't involve them necessarily, but just to give you some background. So, went to Kohl's last night to get a sweatshirt for Kay because today they can wear Packer apparel to work, whatever else. She wanted a sweatshirt. Fine. So, I run over there. Now, they close at 10 o'clock. I got there at like 9:30, 9:40, something like that. So, late. So, right kind of before closing to give you an idea of what time it is. There is a lady who has her phone on speaker and is playing music of some sort, and then there's like commercials, whatever, on full blast on her phone, walking around the store in departments. And me and the others that are there are kind of like looking at you like, really? You're going to do this? And literally all the way around. I get the sweatshirt. I go stand in line. Now, by this point, the lady's walked all the way around the stores by the cashier register. I swear to God, we were walking at the same pace in and out of departments. So now she's there. The cashier goes, "What is that?" Quite loud. And I was like, "Oh, that's that lady over there who's playing music from her phone." She's like, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah, she's been doing it the whole time I was in the store." She's like, "I'm so sorry." So I said nothing. Nobody said a word to this lady the entire time. We just let her do her business because there wasn't a ton of customers in the store. So nobody said anything. Would you have said something, Tim Dillard? How would you have approached it?
I would not have said anything.
You would have just let her go?
Yeah, why not? I mean, unless it's like one of my kids walking around my house when I'm trying to be on a Zoom call, you know, or something like it's a story. I don't care. I mean, everybody probably would appreciate, you know, headphones or something like that, but maybe she was there to buy headphones, you know? And so, or maybe she had headphones in and thought she was Bluetoothed up. You know, sometimes you feel like you're hooked up and maybe you're not. So
all right.
Maybe she just did not want to miss a song that was coming on the radio.
No, man. It just went on for like 15 minutes in the store. It wasn't a song. We listened to like 12 songs. Charlie,
well,
what about
I'll be
you?
Honest. I don't spend 15 minutes in too many stores. I don't know.
Really?
Sounds like it took you a long time to find what you were looking for.
Man, like I go to Gertie. We went to Gertie Mills a couple months ago. We were there for 4 hours.
That's insane.
Look at Tim Dillard's face on YouTube right now. It's classic.
4 hours. There's not many places I want to spend 4 hours.
4 hours walking around shopping with a 3-year-old, a 9-year-old, and then me and her. Yeah, 4 hours. Yeah, yeah. So that's real. Charlie, would you have said something?
No, probably not. I don't like confronting people.
We're all wusses, though.
I don't like causing issues. I know I'm a guy who could probably deal with a lot of issues. I'm a larger man. But at the same time, I don't want to get into any issues, so I avoid just any confrontation.
Yeah,
usually.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I'll say this too. You know, I have three kids, and you know that we've done the traveling thing where we've been on a plane, and our toddlers are crying or screaming or whatever. So you either go one or two ways. Either that just drives you insane now into eternity, or like me, I'm kind of used to it. Just because I went through it for so many years that if I'm on a bus, if I'm on a plane and somebody's kids are going crazy, which is similar in the vein of what you're talking about, where
it's a grown
there's
adult.
Loud music in a space. Yeah. I it's white noise to me. Like I don't even hear it. It doesn't bother me anymore. It's just, if you live enough life experience, I don't feel like stuff like that should really just bother you all that much. But I know what you're saying. In a public space, maybe put some headphones in, but who knows? We don't know what that lady was going through or the situation she had.
20 going on 21. I had an 18-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 3-year-old. So I've lived life, and I'm telling you,
got it.
I was bubbling up, and I could feel the heat rising in my face because this lady, I swear to you, was following me around the store, and I was losing my mind. And I just had to get out of there. I was like, I've got to get out of here before I say something. I got to get out quickly. I got out. I said nothing. I started nothing. I got out, but my goodness gracious. Okay, now back to the Brewers. Sorry. Tim Diller, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers Analyst. Follow on Twitter at Tim Tillard. I tweeted that out last night, and everybody starts tweeting me back with experiences that they've had in public places about people doing similar type stuff. So clearly, she's not the only one. Okay, so this Brewers team, as we sit right now, is in a situation where they're trying to give, it seems like, every starter an extra day of rest. And kind of getting out of the routine a little bit. Not being in that routine, getting that extra day of rest, how much do you think that messes with a pitcher, if at all, as we go through the month of September here?
Well, I think they probably ask each guy individually, hey, do you need a day off? Do you want a day off? And they have stats on everything. You know, what's Freddie Peralta's stats when he gets 4 days rest, when he gets five, when he gets six? I mean, they have that available. So they're just trying to maximize to make sure these guys stay healthy. But it's going to be on an individualized basis. So that's why they wait to see who they're going to announce in what order, because some guys are like, no, keep me on whatever rest, and they can kind of flip flop accordingly. But I think they are in a good spot where they can afford to do this. Think about those teams that are on the fringe, you know, they have to get their guys, their studs out there nonstop to make sure they have the best chance to win some games. When there's only, 15 games left in baseball. So, the Brewers, if they want to do that to keep their guys healthy, I don't think it's going to mess with pitchers too much. They throw enough bullpens and flat grounds, and especially when the guys are adding up and having, 100 innings, 150 innings, these guys know what they're doing.
The other thing about this is, you get swept against the Rangers. Now, game two, they were hitting hard balls and they were all being caught. So, whatever, it is what it is. Then yesterday, they had some opportunities and couldn't take advantage of it or whatever. But having said that, I think while every game counts the same, and I understand that, and I've heard that my whole life, a game in April is one just like a game in September is one, fine. But the amount of pressure that comes with being in September in a race is a little bit different than in April when there's not a race, because obviously baseball players can't be on a roller coaster like us fans where every win and loss dictates your mood for the rest of the day. So you have to be more even keel. But in this situation where they're so far out in front, and you get swept in September, probably has more of a feel maybe of April than it does if you're in the thick of a pennant race and just gave it back a game or two.
Yeah, if you go by straight up statistical equations, right, with the math, the math wasn't mathing just because the Rangers hadn't been playing that great. They had lost like all of their studs in the last couple weeks, and the Brewers just came off of destroying the Pirates in three games. So you're like, everything was adding up to the Brewers to come in and be a wrecking ball against the Rangers, but that just wasn't the case. They played really good baseball. I watched all three games because I was there. Brian Anderson and I were just like every inning going, man, the Rangers are just, they're better. They're better than I guess were advertised.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And you weren't expecting that from some of the younger players when someone like Corey Seager and Marcus Semien are hurt. And they had a couple of heroes. And their pitching staff was actually phenomenal. They gave up some laser beams, but every single time somebody was, you know, there to catch it. Freddie Peralta had a great line post-game interview where he was just like, hey, we just beat the Padres 3, and then we just got beat 3. He's like, sometimes that happens. Doesn't mean we're not playing hard. So that's what I chalk it up to. You know, Rangers played some good baseball.
Yeah, that Pirate sweep was nice. Takes a little bit of a sting, I guess, off of this. A pressing question. Jake Berger, Rowdy Tellez, same guy?
No, you mean like
I swear to God, Jake Berger came up to bat. I was like, damn, he looks like Rowdy Tellez a lot. And then Rowdy Tellez came up, and then Charlie, my producer, is like, you're right, they kind of do look a lot alike.
Yeah, there's some resemblance there, sure.
Yeah, but you know,
one's lefty, one's righty.
Yeah.
And if you know baseball, then you can completely tell them apart. But
right. Yes.
I know what you're saying. Guys that can swing the bat and looking to do damage.
Yes.
Yeah, I was surprised. What, Rowdy only got one at bat, I think, in that series, which I was surprised. I thought he'd at least get a start at first base, you know, somewhere in the series, but didn't. But Berger, I mean, he was the difference maker in yesterday's game. Couple of bombs.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's the other thing I want to get into. And I'm sure if you had the answer to this, then you could fix it. So I understand. But I understand 30 scoreless innings, which is remarkable for Freddie Peralta. Doesn't happen every day. Then that's broken up by Berger's solo home run that he has. And we love Freddie Peralta, and the stats look great. And he's like, what people think, he's like third or fourth in the Cy Young voting or whatever people are guessing at right now for Peralta, which is all great. And I get that. But I'm telling you, as a fan, I get so frustrated when you look up somewhat consistently with him and we're in the fourth inning and we're already at like 80 pitches and the opposing pitcher might be at like 60 pitches or something like that. And it's like, damn, like he's good and he doesn't give up runs, but you just can't get the length out of him like you would out of that guy that's the leading guy in the rotation. Is there philosophy? Is there something that you can point out with Freddie of why it seemingly consistently gets to that?
Yeah, great question. He'll throw 100 pitches and go 5 innings. And some pitchers
yesterday
are just,
yeah,
they're just like that. That's not what he wants to do, but he does strike out a lot of people, which takes a lot of pitches. I think we're still on the heels of someone like Corbin Burns in his Cy Young year where he would strike out everybody, but he was striking him out on 3 or 4 pitches. Yep. It didn't take 6 or 7. And I think Freddie has found success just because he is limiting, you know, contact. Very little contact. It's almost like he'd rather just walk you rather than or strike you out, which is fine. It's a great way. He's had great success. His 6 games before this one yesterday were phenomenal. But yeah, I know what you're saying. You want guys to be like, okay, throw less than 20 pitches in any. That's a real thing. But when things are going great, you don't really complain about it. But if things aren't going great, then you're like, well, why can't you just do that? Sometimes you have your stuff and it works perfectly, but every pitcher's different. But would we want Freddie to throw five pitches every inning and throw complete game shut pieces? That would be cool. Or what about seven innings on 100 pitches, only strike out five doesn't have any walks, but gives up two or three runs. Mm-hmm. Right now, he was hitting a stretch where he didn't want to give up any runs for five innings. That's the stretch he was on, five or six innings. That plays too, because you could turn it over to a bullpen, but you can't have a whole rotation of those type of guys because that destroys your bullpen. And guys play different roles at different times. It's frustrating to me because I was a contact guy. I threw sinkers. So I'm like, just throw sinkers. But then again, I wasn't in the big leagues that long. So apparently what I was doing wasn't what they were looking for, but Freddie Peralta puts up zeros more often than not. So I don't care if it takes him 30 pitches, just put up zeros.
Tim Diller, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Tim Tillard. Brewers Cardinals tomorrow will be at Camp Bar with this show and the leadoff show tomorrow from 2 until 7 o'clock tomorrow. Camp Bar in the Third Ward. Come out, say hi. I have all kinds of different paraphernalia to give away as well. Brought to you by our good friends at Sun Cruiser, vodka iced tea. Okay, here's another one for you. So all of these guys aren't going to start in a playoff series currently in the starting rotation. Do you start to think about what that looks like? And then if the plan is player X is going to be coming out of the bullpen and you know that's the plan right now, do you start to get that player a couple of opportunities out of the bullpen to have that experience prior to the playoffs?
I don't know. I don't know if that's necessary or not. There's some guys that I would definitely not put in the bullpen. I just feel like they're more valuable as starters. Someone like Woodruff, not putting him in the pen.
Agreed.
I honestly wouldn't even put Mizrowski in the pen unless you just knew there was only going to be like four guys. I don't think you should put Quintana there. I think Priester should be a starter.
Yep.
But they hit a run, all five starters for the Brewers, all of them. Pitched phenomenal. There was a five-game stretch recently that was just nothing but awesome. And if they go to a five-game series, they skip the wild card thing, they go straight to a five-game series. This team is built for five-game series, seven-game series, because they have a lot of good starters. So I don't know if they choose their best three, and because of all the off days, they can, you know, circle back and hit these guys sooner. But I feel comfortable with all of those guys. And the bullpen, I mean, especially getting healthier, Grant Anderson's back, should be getting Mears back at late September. McGill just threw a live BP the other day. So start getting the bullpen back together. It won't matter. You know, they're going to go at it like everything's the same. Normal game. Here it is. There's no reason to do anything different when it comes to playoffs, because the team has played so well all season long with a certain formula of these guys in the starting rotation and these guys in the bullpen.
You talk about those off days. The divisional round, Andrew Wagner brought it up the other day when he was on, looking ahead at that format. It looks like it's going to be a game, an off day, a game, a travel day, a game. So you're going to have off days in between each one of those first three games. That essentially kind of allows that bullpen to reset, right?
Definitely. And that's why, another reason, why would you want to put somebody in the bullpen if, you know, you don't have to in that way? But also, if they skip the first round and they got to wait 5 days or whatever, 4 days off, then they play a game and then another day off. Like, that's more concerning. Like, they can't figure out a better way to do this, but whatever. I mean, you prepare the best you can for those. But I mean, I like our bullpen. I like the bullpen. I like watching this team play, because each one of those guys is a contributing factor in what they do and how they do it. Who knows if they get DL Hall back? Aaron Ashby's been fantastic. I mean, the other day he got jumped a little bit, but if you look back at just the Ranger series and some of the hiccups that they had, a lot of the hits were off pitches that were not even in the zone. So you got to credit, you know, I don't like tipping my cap. You hear that all the time. Oh, let's tip our cap to the other team. As a former player, I'm like, no, who cares about the other team? Bah. But if I'm a pitcher and I throw a pitch that's out of the zone, the pitch I want to throw, and a guy does something, you know, like gets the base hit, hits a homer, like, you almost have to be like, what else you want from me?
Right.
It's not like I made a mistake down the middle. Berger hit a ball that was like 6 inches above the zone for a homer. Osuna had like three base hits in the series on pitches that were probably going to hit the dirt. Things like that. You're just like, what else you want me to do? I got him in the right count. I threw the right pitch and they got a hit out of it. Not sure I was going with any of that, but the pitching staff has been good. So I'm not going to, you know, the pitching staff start these guys. The relievers are good. Everything else in between with all the off days, that's just another hurdle for any team to kind of go through.
It's Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Brewers Cardinals back at it again at American Family Field coming up tomorrow night. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thanks, Sparky. I can't wait to go out in public and listen to my phone on loud with headphones.
I'm telling you right now, you better shoot video you. If you do it and see how long it takes somebody to walk up to you and say something, because that would be amazing. There he is.
Yeah, right.
Take care. There he is, Tim Dillard, joining us, Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.